Since Monday, the country has reverted to recurrent blackouts or load shedding, which is affecting the delivery of essential services around the country. In a statement, the Minister of Energy and Power Development attributes the problem to what it describes as a surge in electricity imports from neighboring South Africa. Officials there say its own power grid is already overloaded. The ministry says that the surge has caused nationwide blackouts, which is affecting output at the Kariba hydropower plant and the coal-fired Wange facility. Power generation has, however, reportedly been restored at Kariba. It's the only one of the nation's five plants that is working as engineers battle to restore output at the Wange units. National consumption stands at 2,000 megawatts daily, with Kariba supplying about half of that amount. According to the statement, the country's energy demands are outstripping the amount of power being supplied. Zimbabwe does not produce enough of its own electricity and relies on imports from neighboring South Africa and Mozambique to meet the demand. Meanwhile, the city council is feeling the impact in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo. Nesisa Mpofu is the council's spokesperson.
The Nwema and Fenil pump stations last night lost 3 hours of pumping, and the Criterion Water Treatment Works still has no power since yesterday evening on Monday, the 28th of June, 2021. Residents are advised that this has negatively affected treatment of water as well as pumping of both raw water and clear water.
Mpofu urges residents to adjust accordingly, adding that high-lying areas will experience low water pressure. Observers say that Bulawayo has been battling intermittent water supplies due to the failure of obsolete equipment, and that over a year ago, some likely died from contaminated water from the city's waterworks. They say that the situation is compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic, which requires good hygiene and running water. Meanwhile, economic analysts say the country's power deficit is a cause for national concern and that relying on energy imports is not sustainable. Economic analyst Reggie Shoko sees far-reaching repercussions for agriculture and mining.
Electricity is a driver of any economy. And once we have a serious shortage of electricity, it means the economy suffers. Third part about the current out blackout is that we've had a big talk about energy sufficiency by the government rolling out these licenses and these power generational projects. But all of them, they seem to be as good as paper tigers. They remain in the papers and we've seen no development in it.
Shoko and other analysts say that relying on Kariba and Wange is no longer reasonable given the country's growing energy demands. They are calling for a comprehensive strategy that reduces reliance on energy imports from its neighbors. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.